Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is January the 21st, the third week of January, the third week of 2020. Thank you for tuning in. My apologies for not broadcasting the MLK Jr. holiday edition on yesterday. I experienced a mishap and I kept trying to get myself together, but never did. I scheduled a late night show and so just went ahead and scheduled a show today. But I will schedule two shows a week from here on out, and as soon as possible, we'll be back to a call-in chat room format. And I am so excited and that's my little name. I'm so excited and appreciative of my I'm so excited and appreciative for the supporters and the listeners out there. My apologies for the supporters and the listeners out there also. And I know I'm tickled. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You guys heard that all worldwide. For the supporters out there, and one of my amazing friends who has a successful podcast himself and produced films and documentary, plans to work with me on bringing it back better than it's ever been. You know, I've been a one woman team, a person team since March 21st, 2011. Producing and writing and researching and interviewing and booking my guests it's been teamwork with you all, the listeners and supporters and co-hosts, the guest co-hosts and callers. But when it comes to pre-show production and getting all my music and getting all my PSAs and everything properly compiled, I've been the producer, so I am so grateful. I won't reveal his name yet, but many of you are familiar with him and know him. He's known worldwide. He travels worldwide. I know I'm known worldwide, but he travels worldwide. So I'm so excited that he will be working with me, and also my man, my guy, Terry, who I just finished talking with before the air of the show, also is looking forward to being a part of the show in a very near future. And to revisit former guests is going to be amazing, and also new friends that will come on the show. And thank you to those of you that keep in touch and keep fresh ideas. If you're on my social media and on Facebook, my social media is Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports, is Cut the Shark Entertainment Live Presents, is Cut the Shark Entertainment Presents. It is, and definitely will start doing more Facebook Live. Terry and I, we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page. We do have Snapchat, but we don't Snapchat much. And we're looking forward to including some inspiring vids and pictures and blogs, so on our social media. Big shout out to the James Franco Project Group, and also a big shout out to the Save Dallas page that I created in 2014. That again is a team. I know the James Franco Project. That is a team. Lindsay, Aegis, Joy Tucker, Karen McDonald, Sean Alexander Hamilton. Oh my God, Stacey Watts. Oh my God, the list goes on and on. But Kyle Graham is a new supporter he's been a supporter of the Save Dallas pages I created right after they were not renewed their contract. But he is just so proactive and ready to let's go ahead and unite. Let's set up meetings with CBS and TNT and get this show back on the air. So big shout out to Kyle. I know he's listening. He's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Also, I have many friends in Oklahoma. They're in the Texoma, Durant area. But big shout out to my friends in Dallas. Sweet hellos to the Nelson family. The wrongful death lawsuit for Prince, I heard, has been dismissed, and there's been an out of court settlement. And so, matter of fact, I've been talking with some relatives and those that are light relatives just recently. So, big shout and much love to you all. And I mentioned on Facebook last week, I believe on my birthday, I want to have like a Prince Minneapolis Sound Purple party. But Terry and I were talking. I told him, I was like, hey, because his second home is Rockford, Illinois. So I'm like, hey, we need to do Minneapolis in June and Rockford, Illinois, most definitely. But MLK Jr. Holiday, King Holiday, I sent a video of the song by Stevie Wonder to so many. As a little girl, the first time I heard Stevie Wonder's song, Happy Birthday, I mean, I still feel the same way today that I felt the first time I heard it as a little girl. And just been a part of that era of, I was born in 68. That's when King was assassinated. I was born in August, so my mom was pregnant with me when he was assassinated. So what, John Conyers and other civil rights leaders, you know, came together to make it a holiday, and never gave up. I remember as a little girl, the petitions and all the talk shows and everything, and then to finally see it come to fruition was just amazing. But what amazes me too, when I'm having conversations with some people do not realize that it is a federal holiday. Why do you think you're off? Well, a lot of people are off work. It's a paid holiday. It's a federal holiday. But I'm just amazed with some of the people, intellectuals, that I talk with and that do not know that it's really a federal holiday. I mean, quite obvious it's a federal holiday now. I'm in the state of Mississippi. So if I'm not mistaken, Mississippi is the only, I thought Alabama too, but Mississippi, it's the late Confederate General Robert E. Lee Day also. It's considered a holiday also here in the state of Mississippi. I think I read up yesterday that Mississippi is the only state, but I could have sworn Alabama was one of those states also. But I have posted like facts about Martin Luther King Day on my social media, on my Facebook, I know, and on my probably my Twitter, because there have been some people that kind of debate with me about, oh, it's not a federal holiday, or it's not this, you know, it's a federal holiday. And some private businesses, I don't know. They might not. I mean, they might say, "Well, you go ahead and work. You know, we're not taking any time off." But it's nothing against the holidays, probably because they don't want to get backed up on production and on work or whatever. But it's a federal holiday. No, nothing. Government is open, and banks aren't open. Postman's not running. But yeah, so. I posted some facts and some more also. But yeah, I really wanted to go into detail and like talk about some speeches, like dissect some speeches and talk about some of the most famous quotes. I know on Terry and I page on Facebook, there was one quote that really caught my attention that I put on our page about living in mansions, but living off of wages of starvation. I thought that was a very deep quote that Dr. King made. Very deep. Living in mansions, but then there are so many too. I'm not saying like exact words, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see. And many of you are familiar with that quote. Living in mansions and living off of wages of starvation. That's deep. That's deep. I mean, a lot of his speeches are so relevant now as they were then. He definitely had a vision. He definitely was a man of prophecy also. And so it's just amazing. So, and I've never met anybody that's not inspired by Martin Luther King. No, I mean, anybody. I haven't. Have you? You know, I draw a lot of inspiration from Ronald Reagan, you know, and to be honest, Some of my friends, they might say something negative, like, oh, Ronald Reagan did that, he had this high inflation or this and that. But then also, on the other hand, they always have something inspiring to say about Ronald Reagan. Or Ronald Reagan did this, or Ronald Reagan that, or Ronald Reagan inspired me this way. You know, so we draw inspiration from amazing people. And coincidentally, who signed the signed it and was pro making it a holiday? Ronald Reagan. Yes. So, you know, this is an update show, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the King Day since I didn't do the full-fledged show on yesterday. Shout out to the team that I'm rooting for that's going all the way to Miami and is going to win that Lombardi. San Francisco 49ers. Terry's undecided. I don't know what's going to Rich Roughneck and Lisa. I don't know who they're rooting for. But one great thing about the Cowboys, there's a new coach, Mike McCarthy. So shout out to the Cowboys. Shout out to Coach Jason Garrett, too. He's a new OC with the Giants. So offensive coordinator. So big shout out to him. And NBA games was on point this on Saturday. So just been amazing. And must send a shout out to our president, all the world leaders who are in Switzerland right now also. Prayers for Australia still. Prayers for the officers that were killed in Hawaii. It's been some like crazy breaking news. The victory celebration party happened in Kansas City. Man, that was crazy. Definitely sending prayers. Been checking out all those press conferences. And I must commend all of the Second Amendment rights demonstrators and activists that were in Virginia yesterday. I mean, it was a peaceful day. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be any trouble anyway. Did you? I mean, some people did. But it was pretty awesome. All the Martin Luther King celebrations that were broadcast were amazing that I viewed. I didn't attend any in person, but there would be events going on all week here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. I know my friend Darrell Smith and his brother Demetra Smith, original founding members of Mississippi Man's Choir. I know their schedule is full. I had talked to Darrell, one of my little nieces, and I had talked to him briefly on Sunday morning, and he was on the road going to a church here in Mississippi, not in the capital city, and I know it's all about celebrating King Holiday, most definitely. But it's a cold morning here in Mississippi. That's one thing one of Prince's relatives, the lack of relatives, and I was talking about the other morning, the weather, like below 9 in Minneapolis. It was warm that morning here in Jackson, but it is like 19 degrees, which I cannot bear anything below 40 or 50, and many of us down here. Some like it, yeah. Some dress like it's 4th of July in this kind of weather. And my friends in Texoma and in Texas and Dallas and so on also. But thank you all worldwide for your love and your support. And wanting to see and hear more of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You will see more Facebook Live. It's been a while since I've done a Facebook Live, but I'm committed to start doing more frequently. And like I said, you know, you throughout social media and on YouTube. Just going to go all in. Shout out to CTFO, CBD, all of the leaders of that company, amazing company. You guys check the company out. You can see my website on that page. Shout out to my brother-in-law, my mentor, Tom Lee, that owns Out of Africa Imports LLC at Traders Village in Grand Prairie. Whenever you're in the Dallas area, definitely go see him. So thank you for your love and support. Email me at CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT_bet at yahoo.com. Let me repeat it. KULTRESHOKENT_bet at yahoo.com. Holler at me on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter. still have not got my security cleared with my LinkedIn. Hopefully I get it cleared this morning. I have a job interview today too, so you guys pray for me. And doctor's appointment soon too, so pray for that too. I'm doing pretty good, you know. But I'm praying for you guys, and I appreciate you praying for me too. Keep me on your prayer list. My mom always appreciated you guys' positive thoughts and prayers. We're our mom. But it's been so sweet, and there will be another show scheduled this week, and also Culture Shock Entertainment Live Presents you can catch. And I will do a special Springer show because I can showcase something's been going on with my uploading my music here on the playlist here at Blog Talk Radio. So I got to work on that. My Springer podcast, I can post a lot of music. So I need to post some commentary shows and some music shows for you. So thank you all. I love you. Appreciate your support. My apologies for those that plan to listen to the show at a certain time and it doesn't air. Gonna set the schedule, stick to the schedule. And thank you all so much, and God bless. You've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and again, much love to my Terry. He's excited because he meets some of you guys too that's local and talk to some of you, I guess, through different ways. He's really not that social media, but he is in a sneaky way. We share social media, but he sees and know, and he's enjoying it. He's looking forward to interacting and sharing more. Okay, well, thank you guys, and thank you to my friends in prayer, the women and men of the cloth, men and women in the blue, first responders. You guys are doing an awesome job. Our world leaders, and local leaders, we're praying for you all, and just thank you. So, I am Beth, aka Be True, and it's time to conclude the show. Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. Until next time, love you.